Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird Medical Center in Johannesburg. Daniel Israel, fantastic to have you with me this afternoon.
Great to be with you, Simon.
Firstly, Chag Sameach to you and your family. And secondly, let's link those two issues and talk to us. How are we going to prevent a third wave after Pesach?
So I think by preventing it during Pesach and Easter. So Simon, this is the most trying time, I think, in these lulls of cases. You and I haven't spoken for a while, and I don't know if you've been speaking to Prof. Shu, but I mean, we're very grateful that the cases are low at the moment, but we've seen a 6% increase in cases in the last few days nationally. And the point is that we know that when people come together over these religious times is when cases go up. So I think the most important thing here is not very different to last Pesach when we spoke, is this is not a time to believe that people cannot have Pesach together. But I do believe that one should really implement a few measures here on Pesach. The one is that, you know, obviously people who have symptoms, not just fever, coughing, any symptoms, should be very cautious in terms about being, in terms of being around other people over Pesach.
Yeah.
The second thing is that really social distancing and ventilation makes a big difference at Pesach Seders. So if you're going to have a Pesach Seder, and I'm not talking about big Seders, I know that we're not advocating that at all, but if, even if you're having two or three people over, they should be sitting in a ventilated space, ideally outdoors, so that, you know, we really decrease risk. And then thirdly is even after the Seders, when it comes to school holidays, we really need to keep our guards up very, very much over this time in terms of the things we were doing initially, so we don't have another repeat of December.
Daniel, I hear you, and I've made notes, and I'm going to take that to heart. So it was don't go if you're feeling sick. Make sure there's proper ventilation and keep your guard up. My only problem is that we are all just people. I don't think any of us ever expected us to be having this conversation a year later, Daniel, and what worries me is like COVID fatigue. I mean, why is the government knowingly allowing Easter to proceed as normal? I just don't understand it.
So we don't know if they are. In other words, I think that at the moment there's a lot of discussion as to what the increased restrictions could be and will be over Easter. And I always like to think that, well, I like to think that I try and have a balanced opinion about this. I mean, I think that if what would be the very, like, stark, as we put it, approach to this would be to say, don't celebrate Pesach with anybody. Don't go out. Don't, over this time, stay home, save lives, because that's unrealistic. And that's where COVID fatigue clicks in. And then people swing to the other extreme and, you know, just throw everything off. I think that unfortunately, because of the longitudinal course of this, and we've just seen that today government said that they weren't going to reach their targets of phase three of vaccinations this year, as they expected to initially. We're in for the long run here. So, you know, given that, we need to be balanced. And by being balanced, we need to, you know, put in the necessary measures, but still to prevent COVID fatigue, but still be able to interact on some level with our loved ones in careful ways.
I think that's being realistic and probably a very practical approach. In my head, while you were talking, I was just going through the Seder, and I was thinking about things like breaking the Afikoman and passing it around. I was thinking about, give me the Charoset, please, and passing it around. I was thinking of all those things that get circulated from the wine to the Charoset to the Afikoman. I mean, maybe it's time to do things a little differently. Maybe it's time to sort of have a Pesach buffet at your home instead of the, I don't know, just thoughts. Am I completely off?
The lower risk here is of COVID spread is through contact, through, you know, third party or through contact through objects. But you make a very valid point. And the same as any other eating circumstances, that we should not be passing things around. That's what brings people very close to one another. So where possible, it's better to have two charoset dishes, two maroros, to, you know, and in that way, you're preventing little bubbles or pockets of people from coming on top of each other during the Seder.
Wow, I never thought it would be so practical, but wow, Daniel, that was really good advice. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon. Once again, to you and yours, Chag Kasher V'Sameach.